We greet you today in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We're happy that you are listening and hope that the program will be a blessing to your heart. In John chapter 18 and verse 38, that's where we left off yesterday, we find Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" Now, in the preceding verse, we're told that Jesus said, if you want to know the truth, you will have the truth, you will know it. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. If you've got the truth, you know the truth, then you will hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. There will be a definite connection between the voice of God and your heart if you really, truly desire to know Him and to know the truth of God's Word. And then Pilate said, "What is truth?" Now, there's a number of different ways Pilate could have said this. We do not know the tone of his voice. We cannot read the tone of his voice when we read the scripture because it's just not there. He could have said it sarcastically when he said, "What is truth?" He could have just absolutely continued to make fun of the Lord and say, "You say one thing and someone else says something else." And he said, "What is truth?" He could have said it very sarcastically. Or he could have said it in frustration. And to be honest with you, I think that's the way he said, "What is truth?" I really think he was frustrated about the whole thing. I really think he recognized and knew that there was nothing wrong with the Lord Jesus, that he had not done any crime or committed any crime that was worthy of death. And he was pressured between the truth that he knew about the Lord Jesus Christ and the crying multitude on the outside of Jews who were calling for Jesus' death. And he was frustrated about the whole thing and said, "What is truth?" Well, I told you on the program yesterday, if you sincerely want to know the truth of God's Word, you will know it. If any man is willing to do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. So you will know it if you really would like to know the truth. Pilate could have known the truth if he had sincerely asked, "What is truth?" and then waited for an answer. But he didn't wait for an answer. He said, "What is truth?" And when he said this, he went out again unto the Jews and said unto them, "I find in him no fault at all." Now, this was the first of three times that Pilate came out and said, "I find no fault in him." Now, I don't know what kind of thinking power Pilate had, but he certainly should have known that if he went ahead with the death and calling for the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was acting contrary to the truth of the matter. He could not find any fault with him, and yet he turned him over to the Jews to be crucified. And we have many, 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 many people today who cannot find any fault with the Lord Jesus Christ and would actually acknowledge that, but yet they will not receive him and accept him as their Savior and their Lord because of the pressures of this world. So he said, "I find no fault in him." And of course, it's interesting that a man like Pilate would say that. It would have been to his advantage to find fault with Jesus. He would have made himself in good with the Jews. He would have been in good with Caesar. He could have simply said to Caesar, "I've killed a man. I've crucified a man that claimed to be a king. I've crucified a man that was going to take over the government here. And therefore, I want you to know that I've done something in your name and for your honor." And Pilate certainly would have been pleased with that and might have even given him a promotion for such an act. That would have been to his advantage, both in Rome and there in Palestine. But at the same time, he had to say, "I find no fault in him." And that's because there is no fault to be found in him. Yes, he is the perfect Son of God. And when he was upon this earth, he was God in the flesh. Therefore, he made no mistakes whatsoever. He did not sin. He could not sin because he was God. He did not sin. And so, therefore, he was a perfect man upon this earth. The only perfect man that ever lived upon this earth was the Lord Jesus Christ. So there was no fault to be found in him. However much he might have tried, there's no fault to be found in him. And you know, I've often thought that if I had the opportunity to preach to everybody in the world. Now, we thank God for the opportunity that he's giving us now with this radio broadcast to reach many, many people in the world. But we're reaching just really a drop in the bucket of the great population of this world because they're not listening. Many places, not because they couldn't listen or they didn't have the opportunity to listen. We are covering a great deal of territory with a radio signal, but at the same time, many are not listening to the Word of God. And I would like to say, if I could have the whole world listening, nothing else on, no other opportunity, all they could do was to hear what I had to say, and it was my responsibility to preach a sermon, I think surely I would choose the sermon, "I Find No Fault in Him." For certainly the world needs to know that Jesus is the Son of God, that there is no fault that can be found in him whatsoever. He is everything that he claimed to be. If Jesus is not everything that he claimed to be, then certainly he is not worthy of our worship. He is not worthy of our paying any attention at all to what he had to say. And he certainly could not save us from our sins if he was not God in the flesh. And if the blood that he shed for us, the sacrificial blood of the Lamb of God, the Son of God, if it were not pure blood, uncontaminated blood by the sin of Adam, then we are all hopeless. And so I say to you, I find no fault in Jesus because he saved me from my sins. I find no fault in Jesus because he walks with me day by day. I find no fault in Jesus because he does not leave me alone, helpless, and tell me to paddle my own canoe. He certainly gives me the indwelling Holy Spirit to lead and guide and direct and help me day by day as I live for him. He can be your Savior too if you want him to be by receiving him, and I encourage you to do so right now.